This is a download from the BBC.
Hi there, I'm Leah from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Thursday, the 14th of April. Coming up, drought in Cuba, protests against BP, and the world's biggest water fight. First up, Cuba is facing its worst drought in half a century. More than 100,000 people in the capital, Havana, are having to rely on water trucks for essential supplies for drinking, cooking and washing. As well as the problems of water reserves drying up, the government says up to 70% of pipes which supply the capital are leaking and are in need of urgent repair. Next, BP is having its yearly meeting today in London. It's the first one since the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. It's almost a year to the day since 11 workers were killed when a drilling rig exploded, releasing millions of barrels of oil. Fishermen like Byron Enkelade are saying the accident is still having a devastating effect on their lives.
We're out of work. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. Our oyster beds are dead. The claims process have basically failed us. Where is this money? The fishermen in my community haven't gotten it. We're at ground zero.
Some people are worried about the long-term effects on sea life in the area, but Richard Miller, who used to work for BP as a geologist, says he thinks nature is good at cleaning up the oil.
Personally, I'm on the optimistic side here. As a geologist, I tend to regard leaking oil is quite a natural phenomenon. Clearly not at this scale, this was quite disastrous. But oil does leak each and every year and always has done. And nature does have ways of clearing it up, which are sometimes rather better than we can do ourselves.
Next up, children in the UK are getting bigger. 3D scanners have measured more than 2,500 kids and found the average 11-year-old girl is 2 centimetres taller and 8 centimetres wider than 30 years ago, with boys now 4 centimetres taller, 7 centimetres wider at the waist and nearly 8 centimetres wider at the chest. The aim of the survey was to help make clothes that fit children better. Doctors may also change the way they decide if kids are overweight or not. Footy next, and Tottenham Hotspur crashed out of the Champions League, losing 1-0 in their quarter-final second leg to Real Madrid. A mistake by goalkeeper Gomez gifted Cristiano Ronaldo the only goal of the game. The Spanish team won 5-0 overall. Real Madrid will now play Barcelona in the semi-finals, one of four meetings between the two sides in 17 days. Yesterday we asked you for the nickname given to Manchester United, and the answer is the Red Devils. Today's question is about Real Madrid. What's the name of the stadium where they play? We'll give you the answer tomorrow. And last up to the biggest water pistol fight in the world. Thailand has set a new world record when 3,477 people drenched each other in a 10-minute shootout as part of a water festival. They do it during their traditional New Year celebrations that last 3 days. The previous largest water fight world record was set in Spain in 2007. Okay, that's all from the World News for Schools team. We're back tomorrow.